Milton Friedman asserted that inflation is always and everywhere a monetary phenomenon. His assertion is based on two features. First, history shows us that movements in money growth rates are highly correlated with movements in the inflation rate. Second, economics explains that when there is too much money chasing too few goods, prices increase. You may wonder why I am making this point when Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has been fretting about deflation. My concern is about the future. Between August 2008 and February 2009, the Federal Reserve's chief liability, the monetary base, increased by 237.4%. When you consider that a normal rate of increase is less than 10%, this influx is alarming. Now, when you consider Friedman's message, the alarm could turn to panic, especially when we see news that the Federal Reserve will add $1 trillion of new money into the system. How does the Federal Reserve create money? The most common way is through open market operations, where the Fed buys an asset like a treasury security and pays for it by increasing the amount of monetary base. Over the past few months, the Fed has been buying treasury securities, high-grade commercial paper, and so-called toxic assets. As the Fed accumulates these assets, it is injecting more monetary base into the economy. Money creation is not necessarily harmful. Over time, the economy expands and the demand for monetary base grows. In such a setting, savers often seek to maintain asset value, redistributing their portfolio to assets whose value is not subject to wild fluctuations. Monetary base, an asset for people like you and me, satisfies this basic need. So as long as money supply grows at the same rate as money demand, there are no inflationary pressures. As I look forward, I wonder how this will end. One worst-case scenario is that we do not grow and money demand remains high. As long as money supply stays high, there will be no inflation. My concern is that the seeds of economic growth will germinate and capital accumulation will emerge. As people have less of a desire to hold money and seek other assets, the demand for money shrinks. Now, unless the Federal Reserve contracts the money supply by selling bonds, inflation will emerge. Can the Federal Reserve contract the money supply sharply when the time comes? I am skeptical. Indeed, my suspicion is that the very action called for to avoid inflation will damper the nascent recovery. If the U.S. economy needs capital investment to expand, then it will take low inflation to support a recovery. Suppose, for example, that the Federal Reserve does contract the money supply to keep inflation low. If liquidity is at all complementary to capital accumulation, then the monetary contraction will impede the capital accumulation. Overall, I think the Federal Reserve has done a nice job of meeting the demands for money over the past 6 months. It is imperative that the Federal Reserve extracts money at an appropriate rate when things begin to turn around, lest we begin to suffer the high inflation rates, unstable financial markets, and depressed living standards suffered in Brazil or Argentina in the 1970s. Sound monetary policy is critical for a developed country to function at a high level. We have seen that reestablishing credibility can be unpleasant once the government lets the inflation genie out of the bottle.